A comprehensive guide to the Kanye West, Taylor Swift, Kim Kardashian West feud. Here's what's gone down in the 7 years since I'm a Gonna Let You Finish, But, by Katie Lang. September 13th, 2009. Taylor Swift wins the Best Female Video Award at the MTV Video Music Awards for her video You Belong With Me. During her acceptance speech, Kanye West jumps up on stage, grabs the mic, and utters the now infamous lines, "Yo, Taylor, I'm really happy for you, and I'm gonna let you finish, but Beyonce had one of the best videos of all time, one of the best videos of all time." Beyonce, the gracious goddess that she is, invites Swift up to the stage to finish her speech after winning Video of the Year for Single Ladies Put a Ring on It. The American population is horrified by this moment, causing Swift's now frenemy, Katy Perry, to defend her with a tweet, "F*** you, Kanye, it's like you stepped on a kitten." September 14, 2009. West apologizes for his VMA behavior on The Jay Leno Show. The rapper showed remorse for his action, saying, "It was rude, period. I don't try to justify it because I was in the wrong, dealing with the fact that I hurt someone or took anything away, you know, from a talented artist or from anyone because I only wanted to help people." September 15, 2009. One day later, Swift appeared on The View, where she told the hosts that she never received an apology from West. "My overall thought process was something like, wow, I can't believe I won. This is awesome. Don't trip and fall. I'm going to get to thank the fans. This is so cool. Oh, Kanye West is here. Cool haircut. What are you doing there?" And then, ouch. And then, "I guess I'm not going to get to thank the fans." West called Swift later that day to apologize, which she publicly acknowledges that she accepted. However, the most significant thing that happens on this momentous day is President Obama calling Kanye a jackass in an off-the-record moment during a CNBC interview when he was asked about the VMA incident. Not even mutual Chicago love could save Yeezy from Obama's critique. September 14, 2010. West sends another apology to Swift, publicly via Twitter. Little does he, Wiz Khalifa, or anyone else for that matter yet know, that this will be one of his favorite and most publicly scrutinized ways of communicating with others in the future. September 12, 2010. Swift debuts a new song about West at the very place it all started, the MTV Video Music Awards. Just 1 year after the infamous event, Swift's song Innocent was viewed as a backhanded reference to the ordeal, with lyrics that read, "Who you are is not what you did. You're still an innocent. It's okay. Life is a tough crowd. 32 and still growing up now." Later that night, West performs Runaway, which many have interpreted as his response to how the media treated him in the aftermath of his interaction with Swift at the VMAs, which seems fitting given the lyrics, "Let's have a toast for the douchebags. Let's have a toast for the assholes." October 19, 2010. A penitent, contrite West continues his peacemaking when he tells Ellen DeGeneres on her show that the fiasco was caused by a combination of sincerity and alcohol. June 11, 2013. In an interview with the New York Times, West reveals that he doesn't regret the way he behaved at the 2009 VMAs, even going so far as to say that he apologized because of peer pressure. "I don't have one regret. If anyone's reading this waiting for some type of full-on flat apology for anything, they should just stop reading right now." February 8, 2015. West and Swift ignite a media storm when they are photographed talking and hanging out at the Grammy Awards. February 11, 2015. In an interview with Ryan Seacrest, West revealed that the two musical superstars were planning to collaborate. "She wants to get in the studio, and we're definitely going to go in, too," he said. "Any artist with an amazing point of view, perspective, fan base, I'm down to get in the studio and work. I don't discriminate." West also revealed that Swift told him that he should have gone on stage at the 2015 Grammys when Beck won Album of the Year over Beyonce, which he actually did in jest, crashing the stage briefly. February 18, 2015. No bad blood here. The pair were spotted having dinner together at West's favorite restaurant in New York City, the Spotted Pig. Don Pablo tweets, Candids, Kanye and Taylor Swift were caught leaving separately after having dinner at the Spotted Pig in New York. August 11, 2015. Swift addresses her newfound friendship with West during her cover interview with Vanity Fair. I feel like I wasn't ready to be friends with him until I felt he had some sort of respect for me, and he wasn't ready to be friends with me until he had some sort of respect for me. So it was the same issue, and we both reached the same place at the same time, she said. And then Kanye and I both reached a place where he would say really nice things about my music and what I've accomplished, and I could ask him how his kid North is doing. We haven't planned a collaboration, but hey, I like him as a person, and that's a really good, nice first step, a nice place for us to be. August 30th, 2015. 6 years after the initial fiasco, Swift presents West with the Video Vanguard Award at the MTV VMAs and even humorously invokes the original incident in her speech. I first met Kanye West 6 years ago, at this show actually, she said, noting that West's freshman album, The College Dropout, was the very first album my brother and I bought on iTunes when I was 12 years old. I've been a fan of his for as long as I can remember because Kanye defines what it means to be a creative force in music, fashion, and, well, life. So I guess I have to say to all the other winners tonight, I'm really happy for you and I'ma let you finish, but Kanye West has had one of the greatest careers of all time. After the show, West and Swift are BFFs, at least according to her Instagram, where she documented a huge flower arrangement that the rapper sent her, along with the caption, "Aw, Kanye sent me the coolest flowers." It appears that West has been welcomed into the Taylor Swift Friendship Industrial Complex, otherwise known as the Squad. February 11, 2016. Can it be that it was all so simple? Not for long. West debuts his long-awaited album, The Life of Pablo, at Madison Square Garden, alongside his Yeezy Season 3 fashion presentation, including the track Famous, where he raps, I feel like me and Taylor might still have sex. Why? I made that bitch famous. In the wake of the backlash to the song, West claims that he had an hour-long convo with Taylor about the line, and she thought it was funny and gave her blessing. West tweets, I did not diss Taylor Swift, and I've never dissed her. Third thing, I called Taylor and had an hour-long convo with her about the line, and she thought it was funny and gave her blessings. A rep for Swift denied the claim with a statement, Kanye did not call for approval, but to ask Taylor to release his single Famous on her Twitter account. She declined and cautioned him about releasing a song with such a strong misogynistic message. Taylor was never made aware of the actual lyric, I made that bitch famous. February 15, 2016. At the Grammys, Swift accepts her Album of the Year award for 1989 and uses her speech as a platform to respond to West. As the first woman to win Album of the Year at the Grammys twice, I want to say to all the young women out there, there are going to be people along the way who are going to try to undercut your success or take credit for your accomplishments or your fame, Swift said, with a pointed emphasis on a certain word at the end of the sentence. But if you just focus on the work and you don't let those people sidetrack you, someday when you get where you're going, you'll look around and you will know that it was you and the people who love you who put you there, and that will be the greatest feeling in the world. June 16, 2016. Kim Kardashian West is GQ's June cover girl and directly addresses the Taylor-Kanye phone call re-famous. She totally approved that, Kardashian West said. She wanted to all of a sudden act like she didn't. I swear my husband gets so much shit for things when he really was doing proper protocol and even called to get it approved. And then they sent an attorney's letter like, don't you dare do anything with that footage and asking us to destroy it. The day before the interview is released, photos of Swift and new flame Tom Hiddleston surface, just 2 weeks after her split from Calvin Harris, leading fans and outlets like New York Magazine to speculate that perhaps confirming her new relationship was a way to divert attention away from Kardashian West's claims in GQ. June 25, 2016. West debuts the very not-safe-for-work video for Famous, which features nude wax figures of celebrities who are connected to Kimye in some way, running the gamut from their respective exes, Amber Rose and Ray J, to political figures like George W. Bush and Donald Trump. Featured prominently is Swift, very naked, on the direct right of West. July 18, 2016. Kardashian West takes to Twitter to tell her followers that they should really start following her on Snapchat as well. The Swift controversy is discussed extensively in a Sunday night episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, and Kim releases footage of West seemingly speaking with Swift about the song Famous, where the singer can be heard saying that the name check is a compliment. The incident causes the internet to lose its chill, while the hashtag KimExposedTaylorParty emerges and celebrities of all varying types of fame chime in as either Team Taylor or Team Kim. Swift herself takes to Instagram to respond. Where is the video of Kanye telling me he was going to call me that bitch in his song? It doesn't exist because it never happened. You don't get to control someone's emotional response to being called that bitch in front of the entire world. Of course I wanted to like the song. I wanted to believe Kanye when he told me that I would love the song. I wanted us to have a friendly relationship. He promised to play the song for me, but he never did. While I wanted to be supportive of Kanye on the phone call, you cannot approve a song you haven't heard. Being falsely painted as a liar when I was never given the full story or played any part of the song is character assassination. I would very much like to be excluded from this narrative, one that I have never asked to be part of since 2009. The internet was quick to point out that her screenshot includes the search button, indicating that this note was pre-written, which either means that Swift has been planning to address this footage for a while, or that this is all a bigger part of a conspiracy theory by Swift in her continued quest for world domination. As Mr. West might say, this is a God dream.